We are so very grateful to the community of St. John for preserving this gospel for us, for it is a wonderful spiritual journey, and it reveals a lot about discipleship and about God's love for us in a very special way. The scene, of course, is Lazarus has died, the brother of Martha and Mary. And they are in deep mourning. And so when they hear that Jesus is about to arrive, you notice that Mary sat at home. Now that's a very interesting moment because she was the one that sat at the feet of Jesus. But she found herself, I think, unable to move. And each of us have had, I think, moments like that where it's very difficult to move. Stuff happens in our lives. There's been an illness. There's been a death. There's been something going on in one of our relationships, son or daughter, grandchildren, depending on our mileage, of course, that's the question. So, and each of us have had a moment like that and have to wonder where Mary was in terms of her own faith experience, because that's what this is really about as a disciple of Jesus. The story really, though, centers on Martha. And we note that Martha, as soon as she hears Jesus is coming, she gets up and she goes to meet him. Now, that's really one of the first lessons of prayer for us. Jesus is coming to meet us, no matter what's going on in our lives. And he's coming to share his love with each of us and let his love touch us. But he also calls us to more, usually, in those relationship moments. And so when Martha speaks to Jesus, she's bringing her problem to him, and often we do that in our prayer lives. We bring what's going on. And she says, Lord, if you'd been here, my brother would never have died. In other words, had you been here, I wouldn't be in mourning. Had you been here, you'd have been able to take care of it. And she then steps out in faith a bit and says, even now, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. That's a step in faith. Even in the moment of struggle, even in the moment of great sadness, great loss. And Jesus says to her, your brother will rise. Now that's really quite a statement. And have we found ourselves, even in those moments of loss or difficulty, hearing him say that to us? Your brother will rise. Your sister will rise. The problem you have will be taken care of. The victory has been won. I have risen from the dead, is what he's saying to her. And Martha then responds in faith, but in faith in a way that is not quite in fullness. And Jesus is calling her to more, remember, as a disciple, as a servant, as he calls each of us. And she saying, I know that whatever you ask of God, God will give you. And then Martha says, I know he will rise in the resurrection on the last day. Basically saying, he's gone. He's gone. And I'm trying to let go of him. And I'm trying to let go of whatever's going on in our own lives too. Same way. Trying to let go of all of that so that we may be servants in full faith, in full hope, and in full love. And then Jesus really calls her and us to faith in a powerful way. And he says, I am the resurrection and the life. Whoever believes in me, even if he dies, will live. And anyone who lives and believes in me will never die. Now that's the question for us. Do we believe that? And so when we come up to receive Holy Communion, who is it that we're receiving? And are we open to receiving the Lord Jesus risen from the dead who has said to us, whoever believes in me will never die? That's called a wow moment. That's called, wow, God loves us that much. to give us himself in the Eucharist and to say to us, there's nothing that can overcome you. You were my servants. You were my disciples. I love you. I'm standing right next to you as you minister to the classes you teach, to the individuals, the couples, whatever you're doing in ministry. I'm there. In our response in communion, amen, yes, let it be so in my life, is really the response that Martha gives. Because Jesus asked her, do you believe? Do you really believe? And she responds wonderfully for each and every one of us and says, yes, Lord, I have come to believe that you are the Christ, the Son of God, the one who is coming into the world. My hope and prayer for you and your families and those gathered here, all gathered, is that this moment is true for you. That your yes, Lord, in these last 3 years is one that is firm in your hearts. This yes, Lord, is made with an ascent of faith that explodes in grace given by Jesus Christ. That this yes, Lord, that you say is a yes that brings true hope to everyone you meet, your families especially. And this yes, Lord, is made out of love. Love for Jesus Christ. Love for his church. Love for his people. Love for your families. Love especially for your parishes. And love especially for your parish priests. Because they need you to love them. When you go to meet with them, by the way, start with that. I love you, Father. I think they're going to pass out. But that's what they need to hear too. And that's what the Lord Jesus says to us today. The victory has been won. I am risen from the dead. Come and feed at my table. Receive my body and blood. And know that I love you.